sometimes we get tired. Sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we get burdened down by a lot of things. And so Jesus has a solution. So does following Jesus give us rest, as we're going to ask the question, because we seem like we work for the Lord, we do for the Lord, we serve the Lord, we try to answer his call when he calls us, and sometimes we get tired and weary. And so can we get rest in him in the midst of what we do every day? So they were quoting the scripture in the song just now, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened," and Jesus says, "I will give you rest." Not that, notice how it reads. It doesn't say, "I will try to give you rest. I hope I can give you rest. Maybe I can give you rest. I'll do my best to give you some rest." Doesn't say that. "I will." Jesus says he will do it when we're weary and burdened. So he offers that invitation to us. Just come to me, because he realizes we are hurting people. We realize we have a spiritual need for Jesus. We have a need in our heart, our mind, our very soul for something more than what we're getting day in and day out in our life. And so he says, just come to me. So let's take some words here, as we always do, trying to understand these verses. Weary. What does the word weary mean? "Come to me, all you who are weary." Weary means labor. We're doing something. We're doing hard work. We work hard. All of us gathered, we work hard at many different things, all kinds of things, no matter where we're going and what we're doing. And sometimes we get tired, and so we're weary, we're labored, we're hardworking, we're tired. In fact, we give the word exhausted. We just get exhausted sometimes. "I've worked hard, I've done all I can do, I've done the best I can, and I'm just exhausted." So he says, "Come to me, all you who are exhausted, you've been working hard, you've been laboring, you come to me." But he also says those that are burdened, not just tired and exhausted, but that are burdened, totally different word, heavy laden. Laden is referring to a shipping reference there, the laden of the ship, carrying a heavy load. Sometimes we're exhausted because we're carrying a heavy load. We got loaded down. It's a ship's cargo. And so when we think about a ship's cargo here, the laden on a ship, they're putting the cargo into the ship. And they put more, put more. And at some point, they have to stop because the ship can only handle so much. It starts getting lower in the water. And if you keep putting the cargo into the ship more than it can handle, it's finally going to go under the water, and you don't want that. Well, same thing applies to us, too. You know, keep putting more, getting a little lower. At some point, we get too much, we're going to sink. And so that's what he's talking about here. We carry a heavy load sometimes. We get exhausted from carrying that heavy load. So what does Jesus say? "Come to me. You're exhausted. You're carrying a heavy load. You come to me, and I will give you rest. I will refresh you." We need refreshments. We need refreshing. We need to cease from any movement or labor in order to recover. And so what he means by this, "Come to me, all you who are weary, I'll give you rest." Sometimes we want to send Jesus our list. "Jesus, here's my list of all these burdens, all these problems in my life. I just want to give them to you. Now, here's all my problems, my burdens, my heavy loads, how I'm exhausted from all these things I'm doing. Here it is. I need you to do something about it. Talk to you tomorrow about it. I'm on my way." And we keep going off and we do whatever it is we got on the list that we want him to handle and do something about. Next day comes, "Jesus, I'm still exhausted. I'm still going through trouble. I still got a heavy load. Remember, I gave you my list yesterday about what all this trouble in my life is, all these heavy loads I'm carrying. I'm still burdened about it. Here's my list. I'll talk to you about it tomorrow. I got plenty to do. I need to be off and away." And we go off and away. And Jesus says, that's not it. He says, "You come to me. Don't send me your list. You come to me. You're weary. You're burdened. You're heavy laden. You're exhausted. You've got a heavy load on you. You come to me." And so the word there, the refreshing, comes from ceasing from any movement or labor in order to recover. I can't just send him my list and keep doing what I'm doing. Here's my list, do something about it, keep going. Here's my list, we're not getting anywhere. So he's just saying, "You need to come to me. I'm right here. You come to me where I am, and you just get with me. You cease from what you're doing. You stop what you're doing, and you just come to me. And let's just rest in order for you to recover." Ceasing from movement, ceasing from labor in order to recover, in order to get that refreshing. So at some point in there, we've got to just stop and say, Lord, I'm just going to come to you. I'm just going to rest in you, and I'm going to stop, and I'm going to let you refresh me. Now, how long that takes, I don't know. Depending on how long it takes. I almost said hard-headed, didn't I? But we're not that, so it doesn't take that, does it? We just take time, don't we? And so what he's saying just depends on how long we need in order to find that rest, that recovery, that refreshing. But we got to stop, have to cease from what we're doing and come to him. Because what we try to do is go out and, okay, God wants me to do this, 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 and this. Okay, I'm on my way. I'm going to go do it. And so many times we try to do it in our own strength, our own mind, our own labors, our own ways, and it doesn't work. So tired workers need rest. That's physical labors, but also spiritual labors. And only Jesus can provide that rest. Only he can do something about being weary and being burdened. And he says, you come to me. So back it up, start over before we go to the next verse. Come to me. Don't send me your list. You come to me. If you're weary, you're exhausted, you're burdened, you got a heavy load on you, you come to me and I will give you rest. I will give you refreshment. I will give you ceasing from what you're doing in order for me to do something about your life to give you rest. Then he says, let's go a step further. He says that once you come to me, when you're heavy and burdened and got all these problems going on, can't handle it, don't know what to do, he says, let me show you the next step. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart. And again, he says, you will find rest for your souls. So understanding that part about taking my yoke upon you, we don't see this word a whole lot in the English language of the day, in the news or anything like that, because we don't talk about this kind of thing, yoke, very often. But it's simply a wooden frame or a leather frame that joined two animals together, and they put it around the neck, and they'd pull a plow, a wagon, a heavy load. And so I got a picture I found, the best one I could find. There's a yoke between these two oxen here. It's what the person did. Looking behind them, it looks like a little two-wheel cart of some sort, and I see a log in behind it on the ground. So apparently they took a chain, I believe, and put it around this little frame in the with the wheels on it, and now these two oxen are pulling that burden, pulling that load. Now, maybe one could pull it by himself, be strong enough to do it, but wait a minute, you put two together, and it makes it easier on both of them. Now they share the load. Now they pull a whole lot easier. And now they get the job done. They can go back and get another log and go keep going, get another log, keep going. Whereas if one's doing it, sometime during the day, you're going to wear him out. Put two together. They don't get tired and keep doing the work. Now, if the load is heavy and the load is more, you put four together and so on and so forth. Well, that's what Jesus is talking about here. Take this wooden frame. Join us together, not with some animal, not two animals together, but with him. Join our life with him. Put us on one side, him on the other side, and we'll pull this load together. I don't get tired, and of course he doesn't get tired, but it gives us strength, gives us that refreshing. We came to him. We yoked up together with him. Rather than me trying to do the load that he said, all right, go out and do this, this, and this. All right, I'll be on it right away, Jesus. I'll get it done. No, let's do it together, working together, him leading, him working with us side by side, and we're getting the job done together, whatever the job is that he leads us to do, the ministry, the serving. But he says also from that, not just yoke together, not just do the work together, but he says, learn from me, listen to me, he says, allow Jesus, we allow him to teach us how to work together with him so that we don't get weary and loaded down. So sometimes this little thing right here, putting two oxen or cows or horses or mules together doesn't always go like it should. I've heard my daddy and my uncles, his brothers, tell stories through the years about when they were growing up, they had a pair of mules. Their daddy had a pair of mules, and they would plow, and they'd pull wagons, and they'd do all kinds of things. They tell these stories about working together. And they had one mule that oftentimes would try to be contrary or mule-headed or bull-headed, you know, those kind of words, and would sometimes give a little trouble trying to go one way when they're trying to go the other way, and they'd have to work with this one mule and so forth. But the two mules had to learn how to work together, pull together, so they could get a job done, and they had to learn how to do that. Same with us. Sometimes we have to learn how to work together with Jesus, not for him. All right, Jesus, I got it. You told me what to do. I'll go get it done. And we're off on our own. We're working for him rather than with him so many times. And so he says, come to me, learn from me so that we can work together and we don't get weary and loaded down. He said, let's pull the load together, whatever that load is. So serving Jesus should bring us joy. It's a joy to work for Jesus. If we know what he wants us to do, and we're out there working together with him, pulling the load together, he's given us the strength, given us the peace, given us the direction to go, then it should be a joy to say, yes, Lord, let's work together. Let's do this, whatever this is. It should bring us contentment. You know, at the end of the day, the end of the week, whatever the task is, what services we're doing for him, well, I feel real good about what we did today. Don't you, Jesus? Yes, I do. And there's just contentment there. But there's also rest because we're not tired and weary from pulling the load by ourselves. We're not getting exhausted, getting weighed down with the task of the day. We feel rested because we're working together with Jesus. But it's also refreshing. Lord, it's just refreshing what we did together today. Lord, I saw these things happen and those things happen. It's refreshing. It's not exhausting, and it's not carrying a heavy load all by ourselves. We're doing something together with the Lord, serving him together, pulling the load together so that we don't get exhausted, we don't get weary, we don't get burdened down. And one day, I see it happen sometimes. People say, you know, this thing about serving God and doing for God, I've about done enough. I've about done all I can do. I'm just going to stop. In fact, I'm just going to quit. I thought it was going to be something enjoyable, joyful, you know, serving the Lord in some kind of way, but it's not getting anywhere. It feels that way sometimes because maybe God never called us to do it in the first place. Sometimes we say we're going to step out on faith and do this, whatever this is, and we step out there and maybe it works for a day, a week, a month, a year, or even years. And then somewhere along the way we get so exhausted, so the word we use today in English language is burned out. I'm just burned out. You know, I hear people say that all the time. I've heard pastors say that. I don't know how a pastor gets burned out. I don't understand that concept, because if they're in touch with God every day, hearing from the Holy Spirit every day, living in their heart, and they're carrying out the work of the Holy Spirit that they're hearing from him, Jesus is not going to let them get burned out, because they're doing this. But too many times, a pastor will step out there and do something they're not called to do, that God didn't call them to do. They're not yoking up with Jesus, and they get out there on their own, and they do get burned out because they're not doing it God's way. They're doing it, their way. And so we do the same thing. People do all the time. And so we step out there on faith. I'm going to do this for Jesus. And we get out there and do that for day, week, month, year, and years. And we say, it's not getting anywhere. I'm just going to quit. I'm just going to give it all up, quit, sit down, not do anything. I've had it. I'm done. Maybe God didn't call us to do that in the first place. Maybe what we thought he was saying, step out there and do that, he didn't tell us to step out there and do that. We're saying, I'm going to step out there and do that. And we get exhausted. We get loaded down, burdened down. God said, I didn't call you to do that in the first place. Come to me. I'll give you rest. I know you're weary. I know you're burdened. Come to me. I'll give you rest. And yoke up from me and learn from me. And I'll show you that what you did over here by stepping out wasn't me calling you to do that. You just thought it's something you wanted to do. Come over here and step out on faith doing this and do it with me together. Let's work together in this. You won't feel like quitting. You won't feel like giving up. You won't feel like I've about had it. So he says, learn from me. Learn how to work together with Jesus so we don't get weary and burdened. But he also says, you'll find rest for your souls. So he told us earlier we'd find rest, but now he says we'll find rest for our souls. Our souls are our eternal being. So when he teaches us, when Jesus teaches us how to serve him, he teaches us how to work together with him, when he allows us to overcome any fear, anxiety, and meaningless in life, because we feel that way sometimes, you know, what I'm doing, I'm just afraid of what I'm doing. I'm just afraid I'm going to fail. Or anxiety, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's going to happen next week. I don't know how I'm going to handle this. Or meaningless, I'm just getting nowhere. I'm just doing nothing. This isn't accomplishing anything. God moves all that out of the way because he says, you're serving me, doing for me what I want you to do. We're working together in it, and I'll replace all of that with joy, peace, and purpose in life. There we go back to that very first scripture we had in the first week of April. Our purpose in life is to become like Jesus. And so it always takes us back to that purpose. Just become like me, he says. And that's where we find our purpose. Well, one more verse to go with that, the last verse. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So let's pull it all together. He says, come to me. Don't send your problems. Come to me with your problems, because he says you are the problem. You have that problem. If you're weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. As you come to me, take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, from gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. And for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He says, I'm going to yoke up together with you, and it's going to be easy because I'm going to be carrying it with you. We're going to work side by side. I'm going to carry the load for you. You're just going to serve me and do for me. We're going to work this thing together, and it's going to be easy. You won't have any problem with it. You can be able to handle it. And my burden, I'm going to give you a burden. I'm going to give you a burden for people's hearts and lives and souls. It's going to be light. It's going to be hard. So the yoke of working with Jesus is something that's suitable for us, something we can do, something we can handle, something that we don't, maybe hadn't been trained for, hadn't been set up for, but it's going to be something suitable for us, something we know how to do, because he's going to show us how to do it. So we learn from him and work together with him. So it's going to be suitable for us. It's going to be manageable. It's not going to be, I don't know how I'm going to manage this. I don't know how I'm going to take care of that. It's going to be manageable, and it's going to be pleasant. We're going to like it. We're going to enjoy it. It's going to be pleasant. Won't be heavy. Won't be frustrating. Won't be weary. Won't be tired. It's going to be something we do. And maybe that's where we are tonight. Maybe each one of us here tonight are here. We understand about this yoke of working together with Jesus. And we know what it is that we're suited for. We know we can manage it, whatever it is. We know it's pleasant when it's not too heavy. And it's not frustrating, because we're simply coming alongside Jesus, yoking up with him, and working together in his will, in his ways, through his word. Let's make sure we do that this week.